kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Nearly everyone in Australia will interact with us at some point in their lives.
Malaki ang posibilidad na sa isang punto ng iyong buhay ay magiging kwalipikado ka para sa isang government support payment. Ayon yan kay Hank Yongen, ang General Manager ng Services Australia, ang ahensyang namamahagi ng mga support payment para sa mga kwalipikadong Australians mula sa gobyerno.
And the sort of things we're talking about is if you're studying, looking for work, raising children, retiring, in emergencies, and of course Medicare. We deliver all of those payments and services, and we're responsible for the delivery of Centrelink Medicare and child support payments.
Karamihan sa mga support payments ay may mahigpit na eligibility criteria, kasama na ang residency requirements. Sa karamihan ng kaso, kailangan mong maging Australian citizen o permanent resident para makapag-apply. Kapag sinuri kung kwalipikado ka at kung magkano ang maaari mong matanggap, isinaalang-alang ang iyong kita, mga ari-arian at bank accounts. Para mas mapadali ang pag-unawa sa iba't ibang klase ng support payments, inayos ng Services Australia ang mga impormasyon sa mas madaling paraan. Sinabi ni Yongen, madali lang hanapin kung anong uri ng payment ang bagay sa'yo.
We've structured it around what we call life events. And there are 6 key life events that are covered. Raising children, living arrangements, aging, work, education, and health and disability. So if you go to any of those areas which you believe could affect you, you'll be able to find the range of payments that are available, the eligibility rules, but also the rates at which those payments are made.
Sa website ng Services Australia na servicesaustralia.gov.au, makikita mo agad ang mga kategorya batay sa iba't ibang life events. Ipinaliwanag ni Yongen ang ilan sa mga karaniwang support payments na ibinibigay ng Centrelink, bagay na bahagi ng Services Australia, simula sa tinatawag na job seeker. Kung talagang gusto mong magtrabaho pero hindi mo magawa sa ngayon, maaaring kwalipikado ka para sa job seeker payment.
Job seeker payment is basically the financial help you'll get if you're aged between 22 and age pension age, which is 67, and looking for work. In other words, if you become unemployed or for some reason you need to look for employment, then that's the appropriate payment. It's also a payment that applies if you're sick or injured short term and can't do your usual work or study for a short period of time.
Dagdag paliwanag niya, ang rate sa payment na matatanggap ay nakadepende kung ikaw ay single o may partner, kasalman o nasa de facto relationship, at kung may mga anak. Isa pang karaniwang support payment ay ang youth allowance na para sa mga 24 years old pababa na full-time student o apprenticeship o mga wala pang 22 years old na naghahanap ng trabaho. Samantala, ang Austudy naman ay hiwalay na payment para sa mga full-time students na 25 years old pataas. Kung may pamilya ka at mababa ang iyong kita o low income, maaaring may makuha kang support mula sa gobyerno sa pamamagitan ng Family Tax Benefit.
Family tax benefit is really a range of payments that are provided to families to help them with bringing up children. The rate of payment that you receive really depends on your family situation. There are different rates for couples. The rate is affected by the level of family income. And of course, the rates do vary depending on the number of children and the age of those children.
Dito sa Australia, tinutulungan o sinusuportahan ng gobyerno ang mga tao sa bawat yugto ng kanilang buhay. Para naman sa mga umabot na sa edad ng pagre-retiro, mayroong age pension na nakalaan para sa mga 67 o 67 years old pataas ang edad.
The residency rules are much more complex for a pension. To get age pension, you generally need to have been an Australian resident for at least 10 years in total. And for at least 5 of these years, there must have been no break in your residence in Australia.
Tandaan din na ang rate ng payment ay magkaiba para sa mga single at may partner. Kung nasa edad ka pa na working age pero may kondisyong medikal na pumipigil sa iyo na makahanap ng trabaho, maaaring may makuha kang disability support pension. Basta pasado ka sa mahigpit na eligibility requirements.
Disability support pension is a payment for people who have physical, intellectual, or psychiatric conditions that are likely to persist for more than 2 years and stops them from working. It also applies, for example, if you have a terminal illness and it is subject to strict medical conditions. And of course, we do require evidence about the nature of the disability that you have.
Kaugnay ng Disability Support Pension ay ang carer payment na nagbibigay ng suporta sa mga full-time carer sa isang taong may matinding kapansanan o malubhang sakit. Mayroon ding carer allowance na dagdag na tulong para sa mga gastusin tulad ng pambili ng gamot o pagmaneho para ihatid ang isang tao sa kanyang medical appointments. Ang mga Australian citizens at permanent residents ay maaaring mag-apply para sa alinman sa mga payments na ito sa pamamagitan ng Centrelink. Pero kung kararating mo lang sa Australia, maaaring maapektuhan ka ng newly arrived residence waiting period. Ibig sabihin, ang mga bagong residente ay maaaring kailangang maghintay ng hanggang 4 taon bago makakuha ng Centrelink payments. May ilang visa categories naman na maaaring may karapatang makatanggap ng tulong. Ito ang ipinaliwanag ni Shaheen White, isang senior policy officer sa Refugee Council of Australia.
People granted protection or humanitarian visas have access to Centrelink and other mainstream services, the same as other residents and citizens, whereas people seeking asylum do not have access to Centrelink. They also don't have access to public housing, help loans to study at university or NDIS.
Dagdag ni White, may ilang asylum seekers na maaaring makakuha ng tulong mula sa Status Resolution Support Services o SRSS. Ito ay isang programang pinopondohan ng gobyerno na nagbibigay ng suporta sa mga migranteng nasa mahirap na sitwasyon habang naghihintay ng resulta ng kanilang visa application. Kasama na ang mga taong naghahanap ng asylum.
SRSS provides a basic living allowance, which is capped at 89% of the job seeker Centrelink allowance, and also provides casework support and access to counselling services. Unfortunately, most people seeking asylum are ineligible for SRSS because it has quite a high threshold to get onto the program. The program has very strict eligibility criteria, and the department requires people to be able to demonstrate that they have severe physical or mental health condition in order to get onto the program.
Kung pasado ka sa eligibility requirements at natapos mo na ang waiting period, ang matatanggap mong tulong o support payment ay maaaring nakadepende sa iyong personal at financial circumstances. Para malaman kung magkano ang maaari mong matanggap, bisitahin ang Services Australia website at hanapin ang kategoryang tumutugma sa iyong kasalukuyang sitwasyon. Doon mo makikita ang updated na payment rates at kung may waiting period na kailangang sundin. Kung kararating mo lang sa Australia, pwede mong i-search ang Moving to Australia para sa impormasyon tungkol sa mga migrants, refugees bagong dating na residente at asylum seekers. Pahabol na paunawa ni Yongen, maaari mo ring hanapin ang impormasyon sa iyong sariling wika.
We recognize that migrants and new arrivals in Australia face many unique barriers, and that includes language. And that's why we've put in place specific measures to help reduce the impact. Firstly, if you head to our website and search your language to read or watch or listen to information, you'll find that we have information translated in over 75 languages.
tutulong din para mag-ayos ang mga Centrelink offices ng libreng interpreter kapag bumisita ka o tumawag sa 131202. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Melissa Compagnoni na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.